Anne Baker. I'm chair of an older people's forum in South Norfolk.
One in five people now have to start worrying about who's going to care for them if they fall ill at the age of 50, so they have to start thinking about it. Does that surprise you at all?
It doesn't surprise me, because I think it should be something that all people should think of throughout their life. I think that they should be listening far more to the fact that it can't be afforded to keep them going by the state any longer, and they've got to think more about how they're going to do things themselves. It should be part of your idea of growing up and growing older, not just living for the moment. There's going to be a time when suddenly you find you can't do what you used to do, and who's going to do it for you?
I'm Derek Land. I'm part of the Older People's Forum and the strategy group.
You said don't worry, people shouldn't worry.
Yes. The worst thing you can do is worry about things, because that induces stress, which causes your body to, shall we say, be more vulnerable to all sorts of things which are trying to make you less well than you would be otherwise.
And they're saying people of 50 are starting to worry about it. I mean, I'm not a million miles away from that. When do you think people should start worrying? Is it when you get to it, or just never worry?
Never start worrying about it. Just accept, make space for some serenity in your life, and that will do more than anything to keep you well.
I'm Mary Ledyard. I'm a member of one of the Older People's Forums as well.
You know, obviously, what are you, in your mid-40s or something yourself? Are you starting to worry about this?
Mid-40s? No, I'll take that as a massive compliment. I think it's being aware of how things change, because everybody ages differently. And I know some very old 40-year-olds and some very young 80-year-olds. And if you look at what's changing, what you can do, what you can't do, and adjust as you go along, then it's a lot less traumatic.